Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk inside this Money Monday, hey, February 6th, 2012. Welcome to the show. Tonight we dive into the subject of poverty in America. Your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida at 9:01 on the East Coast, 6:01 on the West Coast. Happy Black History Month, my friends. It's, again, Money Monday, February 6, 2012, and tonight we dive into the subject of poverty in America with our special guest tonight, Winston Warrior. He's a R&B singer. I'm not even sure he describes it as R&B. It might be a little soul R&B, but we're going to get into it. Again, introducing Winston Warrior. We know Claylicious is stopping past. It's Money Monday. She's not going to let it stop past without coming to say hello to us. And we got the Angels, Toya and Didi. Jump on it. Money Monday, Poverty in America with our special guest, Winston Warrior, and the ever-so-delightful Claylicious. 917-889-3926. Hey, we really, really appreciate y'all for hanging with us, rocking with us, just continuing to support us inside Money Monday. Patrick Toussaint, it's called Look So Good. We'll be right back. You are in tuned, TM Hyman Radio Live. Money Monday, poverty in America. Hey, it's a lot going on, too. We'll be back. Poverty in America. Hey, they're trying to actually change the way you use your food stamp card. There's a congressman that is trying to get a law passed that will not allow people to buy sweets. No sweets with food stamps.
Hello?
We'll be back.
Yeah, come to the door.
I'm
outside.
Look so good.
Can
I get your
face?
One out of ten, yo, I rate my girl a 20. Looking in your eyes when we sippin' on some Henny. Trips overseas, doings in the Mr. Child. I cherish every moment, every time that she's around. All black, bluey shades, classy, yes, she wanna be. Tell her I'm dropping, she can have me if she wanted me. Things I wanna tell you, my heart stops speaking to my brain, so my mouth doesn't know what to say. The body I obey, cause your hips is looking scrumptious. My love will hit you hard like a boxer throwing punches. No copper, she don't want your dollars. Your chick a Reebok, she more like a Skoda. $15, the chick your girl wanna be. And she's just that I wanna be.
You look so good.
Shorty, you can call me Heisman. Yeah. Ain't no other girl in my world, that's my word. No. I ain't trying to game you, I ain't breaking line, man. Yeah. Come on in and get comfortable with the kid. Yeah. If you can drive stick, girl, I'll let you up the stick. Yeah. And we can hit the ad, and you can get the bag. Yeah. And tricking if you get it, then baby, I'm getting cash. So hey, lay back, and I make back. Yeah. Maybe the ass feels better on gas. Damn, baby, you can drive a man crazy. Have you air Prada and Robert Cavalli daily? Hey, you shoot gang, make a nigga do things. Hit the room, keep flying like a loop gang. Eyes like a moon ring. Go from slow to fast, the boys switch it up like a moon swing.
Can I get your name and your number?
On the cover of a Vibe magazine, but this chick is looking mean. When she step up on the scene, damn, she looking like a queen. She be the reason why I be rocking BBC. Well, it's far from being cheap, but it's really hard to notice. Focus like binoculars are tricking like a hocus pocus. Chick from A to Z, don't you know this? I got plenty of them, let me go down through my phone list. Ashley, light-skinned chick, looking classy. Bianca, always running through up in a Honda. Candace, all my niggas legal. You can't do it like this. This app keep me laced. That's why I never
you
trip.
So good. Can I get your name and your number? Maybe I'm gonna call you tonight. You look so good. I wanna get that phone number. Baby, check if my car's outside.
Tonight's subject, poverty in America. Our scheduled guest tonight is Winston Warrior. He'll be stopping past here soon. But first, before we go any further, let's welcome that angel. While the other angel is preparing to arrive, give it up for Toya, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, which is finance tonight. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, PM?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, I'm ready to share some of these real nice facts about Black history. We got some new inventors or groundbreakers, not new inventors, but I think they're probably new names to a lot of people. You never would think that the folding chair, you know, that folding chair that they use in church and in schools and at large gatherings, most of them are steel. You got to put cushion in them because they hurt your rear. That was actually created by an African-American by the name of Nathaniel Alexander. He was the first to actually patent the folding chair. Bet you didn't know that.
No, I did not.
You and a few other folks. So more tips and information that you can use as we celebrate Black History Month. And we shouldn't just celebrate Black History Month in 1 month. You know, it should be every day that we are celebrating Black history because, I mean, at the end of the day, Black people have created more than we realize.
Definitely.
You know, we may not have
be able to get along without the some of the creations that African-Americans have come up with. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, the reality is even like the cell phone, you know, and I know it's been transformed over the years. But the reality is the first actual cell phone was created by a African-American man. What happens is a lot of times the ideas come from, you know, African-Americans, and then others, you know, somehow acquire ownership, manipulate it a little bit, and regurgitate it as their own. However.
Yeah, that still happens nowadays.
However, the history of African-Americans, it runs so deep, you know, we shouldn't restrict it to 1 month. Let's educate ourselves on not just the history of African-Americans, but just history in general. You know, we stand to learn something. We can stand to learn something. Money Monday. Hey, poverty in America. Toya, guess what? I saw something today where a legislator was trying to implement a law that actually, you know, restricts people who are on food stamp assistance from buying specific type of foods. They don't want them to buy sweets at all. They want sweets and fun food cut out of the diet of those who are on food stamp assistance. How practical or how ridiculous is that, in your opinion?
I don't think it's – yeah, it is ridiculous. I mean, they still have to eat. However, I would like to have a say as to who buys what with my money, because they're purchasing their food with my money. So if anyone's going to make a law about anything, I'd like to have a say about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at the end of the day, it was like a proposal that was going to be left up to, you know, I guess that is what the Department of Family and Children Services, they're the ones that administer the funds, I think, mm-hmm. over the food stamp program. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do or what they're thinking about as it relates to, one, better management of the funds that you're being granted by the government, because they are taxpayers' dollars. But two, the nutrition of it all, how healthy, you know, are we making the meals for the children who are being assisted by the government? Do we have a house full of, you know, Oreo cookies and ice cream, potato chips, you know, or do we have really have healthy diets cracking, but we really don't see it as much? I'm not sure. Tonight's topic, poverty in America. We have our special guest, Winston Warrior, scheduled to be here with us tonight, and Claylicious is also scheduled to return. Right now it's myself and Toya, and it's all right with us because the chick is bad. Hey, we'll be back inside Money Monday.
My chick bad. My chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. My chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Better than you. My chick bad. Better than you. My chick bad. Better than you. My chick bad.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her quagga don't stop, her body won't quit. So pull pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for game. She's full grown. My chick bad. Tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. Better than dirt. My chick bad. Better than dirt. My chick bad. Better than dirt. My chick bad.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl's sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasties. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade.
Macy. Hey. I fill her up, balloon. Test her and gun get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad, the whole crew on a phone.
My chick bad, my chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, daddy, daddy, dangerous. My chick bad, daddy, daddy, dangerous. My chick bad, daddy, daddy, dangerous. My chick bad, daddy, daddy, dangerous.
Now will these bitches wanna try and be my bestie? But I take a left and lead them hanging like a testing. Trash cow to them, then I put them in a hefty. Running down the board, I'm dunking on them, these are Lexi. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th. Guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam verbal bam bam. Bitch, you in a band.
Hanging out with Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight, and she's coming to you live out of Orlando. Give it up for Claylicious. Welcome back to the show.
Good evening. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Claylicious. What's happening, Clay?
Hey.
Poverty in America is the subject tonight. And again, Clay, before you join, I was sharing with Toya that I was actually watching something today where legislatures are, I don't know why I get legislature and legislator like mixed up. A legislator is trying to form a bill that kind of restricts the way people use their food stamps. They don't want, and I know it's an electronic card these days, but they don't want people to be able to buy any kind of food, specifically junk food and sweets, with their food stamp card. I think, one, you know, to Toya's point, you know, she want to be able to really have some kind of say-so if laws are going to be changed. As a taxpayer, those are her dollars. I think that, one, it's an issue of managing taxpayer dollars properly, but, two, I think it's an issue of nutrition and making sure that people are getting the best meals with the money that the government is actually providing them. What's your view on that? Should people's funds be dictated just because they're given by the government?
I mean, I agree with Toya. You know, if you're going to change something, let me be able to decide what I'm going to have to eat. I mean, I don't want you to let me tell me I got to eat cheese and stuff. I can only get cheese and crackers. I might want to get me a pack of chicken or something. I think that I should have the choice and freedom. Like I got freedom of speech, I should have freedom to choose the type of food I want too. So I agree with her. That's my take on it.
Okay. Poverty in America tonight, along with, again, celebrating Black History Month, my friends, we will be sharing facts that many people probably have no idea already shared. Again, the folding chair. Mr. Nathaniel Alexander. Let's see how many new African American names you can actually remember. When you hear facts on the show, share them with others and test their knowledge on, you know, how well they know about facts in African American history. We're talking about poverty in America, and with 45 million Americans, you know, living in poverty. And it's probably more than that right now, but at least 45 million Americans living in poverty. What does that say about what's supposed to be one of the greatest nations in the world? 45 million plus people still in poverty. When you have, you know, people, you know, swimming across oceans to get to what is deemed the promised land. You know, I mean, clearly we have issues in our country, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, it really should not be this bad. We shouldn't have so many homeless. And with the unemployment rate, supposedly it's better by 1 point and some change, right? A point and some decimals. Really, that's not an improvement in my book. And I know it's a numbers game with the government, but people are still struggling. People are still hurting. What's the solution as we prepare to get a brand new president, you know, potentially? It's a mess that's probably going to get worse before it gets better. What's the solution?
I mean, can it really get worse? I mean, it's really, really bad. I mean, you say, you know, people take the risk of coming here because this is such a great nation. And it is, you know, we have our freedoms or what have you. But it does say a lot when our country will take care of illegal immigrants before we'll take care of our own. We have a lot of people, like you said, what is the poverty level now? I mean, we have a lot of people that can be taken care of, but we always take care of others first. You know, I think that's something that we need to focus on. I mean, yes, it's good that we help other countries, we help other nations, people in need, but we have a lot of people in our own backyard that really, really need help.
Yeah. And yeah. So why do you think that is? Why does it appear that we're quick to do more for others than we're able to do for ourselves? Because I often wonder how is it that we can go to Afghanistan and to Iraq and to, you know, and to Pakistan and dump, you know, millions and billions of dollars when if we take a half of what we've given to other countries and plant it into, you know, Polk County or into Hampton or into Wilmington or into Queens or out in San Francisco or in South Central, if we pour those dollars into communities right here, we could probably clear homelessness and poverty, you know, with the blink of an eye. But why is it that we're so willing to go offshore and not help our own right here onshore?
Well, I think for me, if I can interject real quick, and this is my own personal philosophy. In fact, this is a great subject tonight. I was just talking to someone about this maybe a couple of weeks ago. I feel like that, yes, it's good to get help, but you got to want to help yourself as well, too. I feel like it's a two-way street. I mean, the government can only do so much. It's not the government. This is my own, Claylish's own personal opinion. I don't feel like it's the government's responsibility to have to take care of a grown person who is nothing wrong with them. Like, for instance, when I go into stores a lot of times, and, you know, I don't want to be judgmental, but when I go into stores a lot of times, I see well-able women who have, like, 10 to 15 kids. And then, again, this is my own personal opinion, and they have 10 to 15 kids, and they just lay up and they expect people to pay for them. I think that's wrong for you to think that it's the government's responsibility to take care of you. No, I didn't tell you to lay down and have all those babies. So you got to help yourself as well, too. I'm going to help you. I can only lead you to the water, but you're going to have to drink the water yourself. Just like, for instance, we all have to go out. We work hard every day. We all have spouses. We all have lives, and then we have children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the only way we're going to make our own way prosperous is that we have to work. Because even in the Bible says, man don't work, man don't eat. You got to make your own way prosperous. And I think that the government has pampered us for so long till it's like we expect for them to take care of us. And then if we can't provide, then if the government or the system can't provide what we thought they should provide for us, then now it's a problem. Oh, the government is against me. And I personally disagree with that. This is my own personal opinion.
I absolutely agree with you when you say that the government is not here to take care of us. I absolutely agree. The government is not here to take care of us. And I do agree that too many of us have become dependent on the government, and it is creating a cycle. However, I do believe that when you pay into a system, when you're paying taxes, you know, when you're paying, you know, Social Security and Medicaid and all that stuff that they take out of your checks, I do believe that when you fall on an illness or when you fall on a hardship, you should be able to get back from what you've invested in.
I totally, 100% hand down agree with that. Absolutely. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about Bushika and them who got 15 kids and they refuse to get a job and then they just depend on the system to take care of them. I'm talking about Bushika and the cousins and them. I ain't talking about Ms. Rosa, who out here working faithfully every day, but she had a bump in the road, and now her job got ended, and she worked for 20-plus years. Oh, Ms. Rosa, she'll get everything that we have to offer to her because she's paid her time, and that's what's due to her. So I totally agree with you with that one.
Right. No, I understand. You know, back in 2009, we saw the largest single year increase in U.S. poverty, you know, since the government began calculating figures, like back in I think it was, 1958, 59 is when they actually started keeping track of this. Tonight we're talking about poverty in America. I want to really, after this next break, really talk about accountability and why so many people have become dependent on the government. See, I don't think it's just that people want to depend on somebody else to take care of them. I think it comes from, I think it's somewhat psychological, based on, you know, cycles. So, you know, why have so many people become dependent, and what needs to happen? What steps need to happen in order for us to actually change what it is that we're experiencing right now? Because, hey, the government's broke.
Tonight. My body, keep me laced up. Vanilla Tracy, he's a Bugatti, I just live right here. Up around the Doge, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill nana. Get you up around. I had your loyalties and your joints. You'll get your royalties and your points. So what the deal is? With Foxy Brown, McCain. Now we lay Bonnie McClyde. Now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel. And girl, you know that love is real.
Coming down.
What? Let me get that Lex of insects. Wetter than Aquario, flashing, nigga, that passing. Poop up slow and layer jets and coops my 1 second. You ain't know that I be macking. The extra set the keys to 30 G's. Them tricks of Bentley's had you living on your knees. Not to mention the laced out crib in Dallas. The 40 will palace, sipping to salad.
Radio Live, that was a throwback for you, Case, featuring Foxy Brown. Touch me, tease me, and my question is, where are either one of them now? We need to do a show. Where are they now? There's some hot music. What happened to the artists? We could use some of them right now. But tonight we are talking about poverty here in the U.S. What is going on? You know, and just to reiterate some of the points that both of you made, you know, there are some people who really do need help, and those people I have no problem with helping. But then there's those people who don't need help. They need to help themselves actually get up off their behinds and get a job and provide for them and their families. That's who I have a problem with, especially since it's my money that they're using.
Yeah, and I think that's really what Clay was talking about.
Right, it's ridiculous.
You know, those folks, and I totally understand where she was coming from. And my thing is this: why we've got to really work to understand why. I think the easiest thing to say and believe is people are just lazy. You know,
very
I think
that's the easiest
thing to say. But I'm not sure it's always just based on laziness because, you know, I think it's more so of a cycle and it becomes more psychological thinking that this is just how it's supposed to be. You know, this is the way it's supposed to be because, no, absolutely, absolutely a mindset. This is how it's supposed to be because that's how it was for grandma and that's how it was for mama and that's how it is for me. You know,
exactly.
And now they're calling me mama. You know,
it's crazy. No, I don't believe that. Some people I do think they believe that something's owed to them, but you really seriously, especially when you see everyone else around you doing well or at least making an attempt to do well and you're the only one who's not doing anything, nobody owes you anything regardless of your circumstances prior to now. Your upbringing, what happened with your family life, your mother, your father, they weren't there. It doesn't matter. You should be able to do for yourself and provide for your family regardless. There's no reason you should be able to do that unless you have some type of physical condition that will keep you from doing it. There's no reason. I don't want to hear you talk about, oh, I don't want to work at McDonald's or I don't want to do this or I'm better than that. You are not better than earning a paycheck. I don't care. I'll do what I need to do to take care of my family, and I expect you to do the same. Why not?
Hello.
But we all know people who have that mentality where McDonald's, you know, I'd rather, you know, go out and steal rather than to be paid $7 an hour. I can find $7 an hour is most people's perspective. It's easier for me to go, you know, do something that's not, maybe not above board. We all know people with that mentality, right? I mean, we all know people with that mentality.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
At least that person's trying to have some type of hustle. I'm talking about the people who do absolutely nothing and expect to have things handed to them because I know people personally in my life that I'm close to who they do nothing. They talk a good game, how they want things, they want to do stuff. They do nothing. They do not work. But when tax season rolls around, oh, they collect that money. They go out, buy clothes, shoes, cars. And here I am.
How if they don't work? How are they able to file taxes if they don't work?
But once a scammer, always a scammer. They find ways.
Right.
Please believe it.
They
find a way.
Whether you're collecting Social Security, they find a way. I mean, you have people seriously who do not work. They're receiving some type of check from somewhere. They have more kids than they can claim on their taxes, and they're trying to sell one of the kids off so you can claim them on your taxes. Like, seriously.
I think the thing that gets me the most right here, and it's just Claylicious again. I think the thing that gets me and just perturbs my soul is that you don't work. You're not trying to work. You get a check twice a month off of us because we work faithfully. We pay our taxes, all this stuff. I'm paying you every twice a month to do nothing. And you sharper than I am? Oh, no, that's what gets me. Then you walking up in here, you the first person at the bank, cash your check, you got direct deposit, and then you're going to have the audacity to get an attitude when something ain't right. See, that's how folks get hurt right there in the body of Christ right there. That's why people, my friends, all my friends and family know, and y'all, they may be listening, all my friends and family know, if you go to jail or something, I ain't helping you. Don't call me, don't fax me. Don't text me. Nah. You want assistance or whatever? Nah, I ain't helping you out. Nah, mm-mm. Because I just paid you to do nothing, and you sitting at the crib, and then you sugar shop? Oh, nah, the devil is a liar. No, mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Hey, this is Bezel in my zone. Up next, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware, with her finance report. Bezel in my zone. Monday.
I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, light the microphone on. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, light the microphone on. Yeah, I'm something like an artist. My lyrics are called Picasso. My beats are like symphonies that I conduct to orchestra. You know I'ma go get it like I wanna. And if you got an issue, then I don't really need ya. I got goons on lock, just run to the safe. I got places overseas if I need to escape. I got a taste for success in my mouth when I eat. I'm in my zone, in flight, taking off on my plane. Yeah, I may not see you now, but I'm precise to my aim. I never cross the line until you lie inside, you don't pay. And if it's those feelings, then you can throw them away and visualize everybody out of my face. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. Lights out, light the microphone on. I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. Lights out, the microphone on. Yeah.
Awesome.
Y'all really want a brother to get drunk.
All right, homeboy.
Get to the parking lot and park your trunk. You better call them people, cause boy, these hands that have you flipping like Knievel.
Uh-huh.
Most killers ain't killers, they just only divas. They just drunk, man, and high off that reef. That's why I keep that brother's keeper and them hollow meat seekers. I'm the truth, not a preacher. I ain't no chick, I'll come and meet. Call me the professor, I'm the teacher. You just Georgia, I am me, cause I am real, that's why I'm featured. Call me Jaws, cause I will eat you. Do they call me the devil cause I'm evil? Cause I ain't scared to treat you. Or a sharecropper grandson trying to serve my people.
I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. Lights out, light the microphone on. I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. Lights out, light the microphone on. Yeah, I'm something like an athlete game. I got plenty.
mad at the coach cause he always wants to play me. Bevel's going in, the championship is in me. Celebrate my independence like aliens trying to get me. Transport up, but my feet are on the ground. Exhaust in my face, gravity is coming down.
You may not know me now, you may not know me then.
Yes, my name is Bezel, and Bezel's who I am. I move to pursue, stay focused in what I do. I make my moves by the state, streets and avenues. I'm everywhere in your city, just pick up the tune. Yes, my name is Bezel, and this is what I do. I'm in my town, I'm in my town. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, the microphone on. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights out.
I'm all alone,
all alone.
I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out,
lights,
microphone on. I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone. Lights out, I'm all alone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone, lights out, the mic is on, yeah.
All right, we're back on the air. I am Claylicious, and it's Money Monday, talking about Poverty in America Roundtable. I apologize, I got a little tongue-tied there. That last artist that was playing was Bezel, In My Zone. And up next, we have your girl, out of Newark, Delaware, talking about finances. Give it up for our girl, Toya.
Hello. This evening, I just wanted to touch on dumping your bank here in 2012. If you don't remember, a few months back, one of the huge banks, one of the biggest banks in the country, threatened a monthly fee on debit cards. And around about that time, over 200,000 people closed their accounts with that bank and joined more consumer-friendly credit unions. And that's equal to about a third of the new members for the entire previous year. So with all of the changes that are taking place with the big banks, you know, each year they're coming up with a new fee because federal regulations always clamp down on the types of fees that they can charge their consumers. So a lot of people have thought of and are making changes, and they're actually ditching their banks. And if that's something that you do decide to do, here are just a few reasons you can, and it won't hurt you. And if you decide to, there's some alternatives that you can look at. For instance, the best checking alternative would be a brokerage cash account. Most major brokerages offer cash management accounts that actually function exactly like bank checking. So you can set up direct deposit, get an ATM or debit card, write checks, even pay bills online. So that's an option that you can look at instead of using a regular checking account. Another thing you could look at for your best savings alternative would be a website like SmartyPig.com. SmartyPig.com offers actually a nice return on your savings accounts with them. Even though it's not a bank itself, it does store your cash with one, so your money is insured. But there are other things that SmartyPig.com offers that big banks don't. So rather than offering traditional accounts, SmartyPig also makes you create goals such as vacation, which you put your funds aside either by direct deposit or transfers from your bank or brokerage. You can also track your progress for those different accounts that you set up to see if you're actually going to hit your goal. You can actually set up accounts for emergency funds, which is something we talk about all the time. You can actually save money for purchases. And then once you've met your target, you can even choose a retailer gift card that's worth up to 11% more than what your balance is. So that's an alternative to savings. Everyone knows you don't get a huge return on savings accounts. So SmartyPig.com is something that you can actually take a look at. And then your best borrowing alternative is a credit union. Let's see, while credit unions offer similar services to banks, they're actually not for profit, and you can actually save money on the different types of loans that you may take out. So, you know, a new 5-year car loan would average about 4.9% at a bank if you have good credit, whereas a credit union is usually about 3.5%. So that's a big difference. For home equity lines of credit, banks are offering about 4.7%, or credit unions are about 4.4% or lower than that. So just keep those things in mind if you're thinking about ditching your bank and making changes. Of course, you want to do all your research and compare big banks to credit unions, even the credit unions themselves, depending on which one you may decide to join. There are different options to staying with a standard bank. Again, the brokerage cash account instead of your checking account. Also, the SmartyPig.com would be your best savings alternative. And lastly, for your borrowing alternative, instead of going through the bank, you can use a credit union. Just keep in mind, with a lot of credit unions, you either need to be an employee of the credit union itself or be part of an actual employer who is subscribed to or is a member of the credit union, or you need to be a relative of someone who's in a credit union to actually get you in, per se. So keep those things in mind. A lot of credit unions, you can't just walk in and open an account like you can with the big banks. And a lot of credit unions don't have all of the services that big banks offer, especially like online. But they do save you money. You don't have to go through the hassle with a lot of fees that you go through with big banks. So just keep those things in mind if you're thinking about switching from a big bank. If you do, those are your options.
Thank you, Toya, live out of Newark, Delaware tonight with Finance. Hey, we got new music from Saba Kafiri. It's either Saba Kafiri or Saba Kafere. It's 9:47 on the East Coast. It's called Press My Buttons. Let me know what you think. Team Hama Radio Live. Press My Buttons. Saba Kafere. That's what we're going to call her.
Thank you.
live. It's called Press My Button. Saber Feed Kiri is what we're going to call her until we can actually have her on the show and she can correct me. It's Money Monday, February 6, 2012. Tonight we dive deep into the subject of poverty in America. Happy Black History Month to you. Hey, did you know that Henry Blair, the second African-American to receive a patent, invented a corn seed planter in 1834 and a cotton planter in, cotton planter. I want to make sure I'm a little distracted. A cotton planter. I'm like, what the hell is a cotton planter? But just that. The device that plants cotton. Look, I was like, you mean a cotton picker? No, a cotton planter. In 1836, he invented the cotton planter. In 1834, he invented the corn seed planter. Blair could not read or write and signed an X on his patent. I'd like to know who uses the cotton planter. Probably farmers, I would assume.
Hey, I'm just going to piggyback on that. To all my Nutbush listeners, I know about the cotton planter. So when you were trying to say it, I knew exactly what you were saying. Those things are amazing. So give it up to my boy. What's his name again? Who invented that? What's his name?
That was Henry Blair.
Henry Blair is my uncle. I just want y'all to know that Henry Blair is Clay Lish's uncle. That is from Nutbush. They created those in Nutbush. Thank you, Jesus.
Nutbush, Tennessee. You are in the Team Hotman Radio Live. Hey, we got a lot more facts for you. You know, like the fact that, you know, it was Mark Dean, along with his co-inventor, Dennis, I'm going to call him, you know, Moel, Dennis Moel, who created the microcomputer system with bus control means. Man, this is like, yo, people like back in the day were brilliant. I mean, brilliant. So the microcomputer system with the bus control means that, I mean, it was for peripheral processing with devices. And you say, what the hell is peripheral? I said peripheral, which means you can see all the way around, see on both sides, processing devices. This invention allowed the use of computer plugins like disk drives and speakers and scanners and all that. So we wouldn't be able to have all of the auxiliaries that we have on our computers if it wasn't for Mr. Mark Dean, who created the microcomputer system for bus that allows everything to actually surround your computer on the sides and on the back. You know, all of those ports that you have on the sides of your computers and in the back, it's because of Mr. Mark Dean, who is an African-American. I'm proud. I'm very proud. Every year I learn more and more and more about our rich Basque culture. And I said vast culture. So interesting. Again, happy Black History Month to everyone, not just African Americans, to all, because all are learning about the culture. 917-889-3926. Hey, jump on it. We were scheduled to have Winston Warrior on the show tonight, and I'm not sure what has taken place schedule-wise, but this is live radio, and it's like that sometimes. Nevertheless, we have the old soul. You know, she describes herself as fine.
Hello, say it again.
Miss Clay Lish. Hey, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for hanging out with us, Clay.
We love you. You know I love y'all. Y'all my family. Ain't no big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Clay and I are working on a project right now. It's called Laugh the Weight Off with Clay Lish. Clay is a comedy, I'm just going to say just genius, a comedy genius to say the least. She's up and coming, but look out for her because she's coming to a place near you. A DVD on the way, about 45 minutes, 50 minutes of straight funny. You'll be able to pick that up soon. Get your digital download
as soon as it is available. It's called Laugh the Weight Off. She is Claylicious. And Clay had an opportunity to interview me. I very rarely, I'm normally the one asking questions, but she asked me to do this for a segment on her DVD that's called The Claylicious Show. We did it, and it was more serious than funny. It's real hard for me to get, you know, to get unserious when people are asking me serious questions. But, hey, Clay, I went back and looked at that, and I'm going to use that not only for your project, but I'm going to use that for some stuff that I'm working on right now. And so you're probably going to get some phone calls, people wanting to know how, you know, when they can get the Diane Sawyer from you, because you put it on me.
That was good.
You did
an incredible job too. You was real professional. You did your thing too. You did
well,
incredible. You was real educational. That was really good. You did a great job.
Hey, I appreciate it. So I mean, we're pulling together production right now so we can get this stuff out, you know, to you all. We're working on a real nice campaign. Campaign for TM Holland Radio Live. We have television programming that's hitting the CW March the 9th. It's called Center Stage here in the Florida area. We got Clay's project coming up. We're going to have Clay on the TV show as well. And we're just trying to, you know, do our thing as a production company. Who are we? We are Hack Media, HAC Media. Hey, Money Monday, Poverty in America. I'm going to tell you all like this. I watched Dr. Phil today, and it was the most disturbing story I've ever seen, where a mother and a father of Caucasian persuasion had kept their daughter locked up in a closet. They were sexually abusing her. And they were, you know, just abusing her all the way around. Authorities came in through a tip from the police. She had to have reconstructive surgery along with other things. This family was clearly, you know, a family that were a very minimal means. Poverty, to say that they were in poverty would probably be an understatement. I'm talking like, you know, trailer. I mean, where the trailer probably wasn't even, it should have been condemned. That was the just the, what's the word? The state. That was just the state of the trailer where it should have been condemned. At what point do other people step in when we see that someone's living below the standard? I know that we all have, you know, a different standard based on how we're raised, but you know, you can't tell me that there weren't signs that this little girl, you know, was being treated this way. Somebody knew. Often I know it's fear or the fact that we just don't think it's our business. But when you talk about poverty and haves and have-nots, at what point do you, you know, stop hoarding and stop just taking care of yourself and look out for that other person who is truly in need? I think if we took more accountability for one another, we could close and bridge this gap on poverty quicker than really what we think. Do y'all think that is just a hope and a dream? Am I like on an island all by myself with that type of ideology?
No, I don't think you are, but I do think that a lot of people have the mindset that if I could do it myself, then they should be able to do it for themselves. So they should be able to take care of themselves. If I can take care of myself, then how come you can't do the same thing for you and your family? So I don't think it's not wanting to get involved. It's not their business. I think it's a lot of people don't want to get involved because they feel as though everyone has the same fair opportunities and everybody has the same chances offered to them. But it's whether or not that person decides to take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to them. So I think that's where a lot of people, I think that's where some mindsets are, and that's why they don't help.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk more in depth about poverty in America, the opportunities available to us, and what we're just leaving on the table. Back, Money Monday, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Easy to get along with, but hard to know, I suppose. Still waters run deep, but streams flow from rivers birthed by seas conceived in an ocean wave overflows so deep it's understated. Judged exterior by my quantity, so my quality is underrated. I'm an enigma, that thin line between love and hate. Either you get me or you just ain't. I speak in concrete, but my life be abstract. Sometimes theoretical, but at times contradictory to who you thought I was. It's not intentional, I'm just neo-dimensional. Torn between holy and whorish tendencies, my mantises can sear the mentals of the most contently moral mortals. Decadent till the sutras regarded as missionary. Love free enough to cry out, oh my God. If two make it one, then stand unashamed in praise and cry out to my God. My worship intently pure till earth shakes, heaven moves, hell cringes and creation bows. I rock the mark of the redeemed. Living that fine balance between human and his. I'm not perfect, but I am his perfection.
I'll be there.
Surprise, a little something a special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see. You know the only way to be me. Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see.
My very existence question is answers fail for the why is she. My presence not an occurrence but a situation. Declared lyrically out saying cause when you insane. Skirts and shirts serve shots of time release, spans of time release life as you hug yourself and stare your dreams away in a whitewashed world. Some say I be deep but mostly I be geek. Would rather read than speak so I marry them. Can't reduce my poetry to simplistic prose using six words and four lines, five profane with the and in between. Your cognizance of my simulations of humanity's verisimilitudes is paramount, so I script hard, not lazy with my rhyme. I study craft to be good at my crime. Lift and flow irrelevant to teach you what you think you know. Just helps you remember if you nod while you grow.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, a way you've never seen.
You know the only way to be seen.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you've never seen.
Gospel, jazz, simmered in neo-soul sauce with an order of true hip-hop on the side and a tall drink of old school. Raised in the days of all-day plays of That's My Jam on the phonograph with a penny on the arm and nights of dedications of quiet storms. The authentic synthetic sounds leave me in unrest, so I remain true to the real. Singers who sing, not manufactured with a computer screen. Earth, wind, feel, be my fire. A love of your own, my creed. All hail to the queen of soul, giving him something he can feel. And MJ, the way you make me feel. I refuse to call evil good and good evil. Singing and art is art. I rest easy in today's silence and yesterday's noise, cause I be a reflection of the way life used to be. My enigmaism say I can do that and not care how you feel about that. Not trying to be different, I just am.
Trying to be different. I just say,
a little something extra, but you can get to know me if I let ya. If I let ya. Different, a way you never see. I can only be me, can't be the way you want me to be. Gotta be me, gotta be me. I be sad and be my, yeah.
Was Neo Soldier Enigma here on PM Hyman Radio Live. It's about 10:09 here on the East Coast. Thanks for rocking with us this Money Monday. If you missed Neo Soldier last Wednesday on the first, you definitely need to check out the podcast. She's awesome.
Check it out. Check it
awesome
out.
Talent, a rare talent that you
check it
totally
out. Check
see
it
in
out.
The industry. She is awesome. So check out the podcast. I'm sure we'll have her back on the show again, hopefully in the near future.
Hey, and I'll say this. I apologize because I got a message back that she didn't feel like she was a part of the conversation. And so I apologize, Miss Neo Soldier, who I understand actually is now listening and following the show. We definitely going to have you back on. I think there may have been a miscommunication or a misunderstanding. She thought she was coming on to be more so of a co-host and not just a guest.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, she was digging the show.
She was digging the show and
didn't feel like, you know, that she was able to really participate.
She wants her air time. Stop playing.
No. Hey, absolutely. So one, we met you and fell in love with you on this show. So, I mean, our doors are open. And plus, again, I think you're off the chain as far as the talent. So we'll have you back at any time. Again, we didn't mean any harm at all.
Miss Neil, you just call me. I'll show you how to deal with them. Just jump in like I do. Don't forget what they're talking about. Just jump in, girl. Just call me. I'll let you know how to deal with them.
We'll definitely have her on as a co-host. Yeah, she's awesome.
Hey, I got your sports news coming up after Jake Styles Breathe Again here shortly. You are tuned to TM Holland Radio Live, Money Monday. Claylicious!
What's up?
Out of Newark, Delaware. no doubt we're coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Hey, I tell you, A man who was suspected of killing his wife sometime back, had his kids, his two young boys, dropped off to the house by the social worker. The social worker started to smell gas. Mm-hmm. He locked the door, put the social worker out the house, mm-hmm. and ignited the match and blew up the entire house. He sent a message to his lawyer saying, sorry, goodbye. I don't know what is happening right now, but what I will say, and I'm never ashamed to say, it is praying time, my friends. It is praying time. So that's just one instance today. I'm telling you right here in Florida. It makes me want to pack it up and just head back north, but I'm not trying to stereotype, you know, any particular, you know, place or people. But I have never seen crazy like I see crazy in Florida. I'm just here to tell you. A man today literally plotted out an attack to kill his wife in Carrollwood. He rented a car. He wrapped the inside of the car in black plastic bags so that you could not see inside the car. He had a container of gasoline, saw his wife, took off behind her, ready to douse her with the gasoline. But check this out, my friends. He was spilling gasoline on himself the entire time. A neighbor saw his wife, had the wife to come into the house. His attempt to douse the neighbor's house, he had already doused himself running. He lit the match and burnt himself up, trying to burn his wife up.
Wow.
You know what? And I'm going to interject right there. You know what? That's why the Bible said you reap what you sow. So you trying to set me on fire? That's why your tail got set on fire. Now, I'm a fire. Ooh, Jesus, take your time, Claylicious. Take your time.
How you going to try to plan?
Now, if you want to kill somebody, you kill your own self. You don't try to set my destiny for me and kill me before my time. No, you kill yourself if you that crazy and that ignorant. And I don't have, and you know, I'm just going to say it for the record, I don't have no remorse for him. Y'all pray for me.
I just don't understand where the mindsets are. Do you think that...
Exactly.
I mean, now the guy who set his house on fire with his son, he had just recently lost them, I guess, a custody battle. The courts turned his children over to his missing wife's parents because he was a suspect in the wife going missing, and his father was actually brought up on charges for, I think, child pornography and some other things. So, of course, they felt as though the home was not fit for the children. All right, so I guess he snapped because of that. And this person who snapped, why? Because of his wife. What was going through his head? Were there, like, other circumstances with the situation, Terrence? Were there any other things that were brought up through this?
A 25-year marriage that came to an end. It was simply,
if I can't have you, nobody can have you.
Absolutely. Totally
wow.
Lost his cotton picking.
He lost
wow.
something, definitely. See, that's why
he lost
I tell
his life.
People
that's
all
what he lost. All of that. I don't know. The world is really coming to an end.
Yeah. And that's why I encourage people every day that people be laughing at me, but I be serious. It is important. Listen, y'all, if y'all aren't listening, none else I said, listeners, listen to Claylicious one-on-one. It is imperative before you date. If you single right now, you better make for sure you doing all type of checks on people. You better do a background check, a criminal check, a family check, because people, I'm a firm believer that people give you signs about them. You cannot tell me that I'm around you every day, all day long. Because my parents always raised us, always be true to yourself, mean what you say what you mean, and never lie. Because one day you're gonna forget to be fake one day. So that's what I'm saying is that I believe the real you eventually comes out. And for you to just overlook the real them, no. You gotta be careful. You gotta ask all type of questions. You gotta go to the feds. You got to go to the police station. You got to go to everybody nowadays. And you definitely better go to Jesus first and foremost.
Hey, and that's the best answer right there. This is Jay Styles, Breathe Again. I got your sports news up next.
Hello.
Thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say no more. Let me show you things can be different. When you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh. And I know he put some nice in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
21 here on the East Coast. And without further ado, we will jump into the sports segment with the one and only hip hop informer himself, Mr. T.M. Hines.
Yep, they did it. They did it. They did it. I told y'all they would do it. New York Giants 21-17. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. The Patriots. Oh, we sorry. Giselle, sit your ass down. Stop talking so much. Embarrassing your husband like that. Got Tom Brady looking like a fool. It's bad enough he embarrassed. You know that you got the media hearing your conversations. You don't throw your people's, you don't throw your husband's people's under the bus like that. You know, it was a team effort. They lost together, let them cry together, and then you and Tom go home and do what y'all do together. You know, come on, be a better, you know, football wife. Get out of here. Yay, New York Giants, 21-17 over the Patriots this past Sunday. Hey, the Nielsen company said Monday that an estimated 111.3 million people watched the New York Giants beat down the New England Patriots on Sunday night for Super Bowl 46. The question is, will New York be able to do it again? I'll tell you, the naysayers, the odd makers, they say no. It's pretty unrealistic to think that the New York Giants will be able to do it again. Nevertheless, they did it. And the question is destiny in the making? I'll say this. They got a dominant D team, dominant D line. I'll say that. Dominant D line. The team is on point. And let's just call it what it is. At the end of the day, New York is finally benefiting from that major move they made with Eli back in the day. That was years ago, like at least four, almost five. I'll say at least 4 years. They put up that lump sum of money for Eli Manning. Actually, it was before then, maybe back in 2004, I believe. They put up that dough for Eli Manning, and they're finally reaping the benefits. Big up to New York. Big up, big up, big up. They were the underdogs. People didn't think they were going to be able to do it. Even my pastor was preaching across the pulpit talking about the Patriots. They even pulled out a scripture and talked about when a Patriot beat down a giant. Make you wonder about scripture. I am your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman, bringing you your sports news inside Money Monday. We'll be back.
Come on. crib, shawty be coming right back. She talking dirty all up in my ear, and I'm finna put the dog right on a kitty cat. I wasn't gonna show you up, but then you got that liquor calling last night a fluke, acting like she didn't remember. I hopped up out that lane and I'm finna dip in my title, finna put your ass to bed. Tell me which way would you like it? Talking all that.
From Chesapeake. Good evening, everybody. Tonight, that what you just heard was, I do believe, it's Dream in the falsetto, and I can't hear anything like that, and it's okay. And we have Claylicious on tonight. And before I speak on the topic tonight, I, of course, forgive my tardiness, but I wanted to make sure that I put in the air Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day is coming up tomorrow. And if you haven't found out any information about it, you can go to www.blackaidsday.org to get further information. You can get yourself educated, get tested. You can become a servant as far as how can you serve your community. And you can also get treated. So go on that website to find out where there be a station set up in your area. But I also just wanted to educate you real quickly in a little bit of time that I am on. Just wanted to let you know, Black Americans, that we represent 14% of the U.S. population, and we are 44%. We have 44 new cases of HIV infections amongst Black Americans, and 46% of our people are living with this disease now. And this is how important it is that we need to know this so that we can contribute, participate, and make the world and know and let the world know and become educated on this as well. Also, I wanted to let you know that HIV is the fourth leading cause of death among Black men and the third leading cause of death among black women between the ages of 25 and 44. And also, it is important for our teens to know you are out here experimenting. Our teens between the ages of 13 and 19 represent 17% of the U.S. population of teenagers, but they are 68% of the new AIDS cases that's been diagnosed as of 2009. It is very important, people, that go to www.blackaidsday.org to get further information so that you can become aware and become educated and tested. Now, I also like to bring Claylicious on, and she's going to do a little piece for us. I've been told. Claylicious, are you with us?
I'm with you, boo. I'm with you. That was good what
hey.
You just said. Hey, girl, how you doing, sweetie? How you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. And thank you. I needed to let the world know. It's been on my heart all day, and I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I know it was a lot of information in a little bit of time, but we need to do more about educating ourselves and educating our people.
Needed to hear that, sweetie, because, you know, I've been talking to people about, getting a thorough check on, you know, doing credit checks, doing all type of checks. But that was great that you just said that, because, like I always tell people, some stuff I don't want to believe God for. And if I know you already got a condition, I'm not saying you may not be for me. You know what I'm saying? So you did a great job with that segment again, sweetie. What was the address again that we can go to if we want to get that? What was the address again, sweet pea?
www.blackaidsday.org.
Good job. I appreciate that. That was really wonderful. And I did give you a standing ovation, so I did stand up for you because that was wonderful what you just said about that. I liked that. That was wonderful, sweetie.
Thank you.
What
are you doing for us tonight?
Girl, I got a lot of stuff to say. You know I always got something. Cute. I was like, boy, I know I didn't pay this phone bill. I thought they was cutting my phone off, y'all. that was some crazy stuff. But you know, it was good what Toya was talking about, dumping your bank and things like that. It was good. I just want to ask y'all a question. What do you feel about someone having a platinum food stamp card as a form of payment? You know, I'm always out and I'm always seeing things all the time. When I was in the store, I'm not going to say what store I was in, Walmart. And this couple, they were together, and this gentleman pulls out a card. And I thought it was for real, for like a Visa, Master, and they had all this stuff. This dude, this card was built, it was like a straight-out platinum card. So you know me being the woman of God that I am, I'm going to ask questions. I said, excuse me, sir, because it was all shiny. So I'm like, what type of card is that? Is that new? Is that like a check card or something? He was like, nah, girl, this that new food stamp card. So I just got a question for y'all. How do y'all feel about a platinum food stamp card? What y'all think about that?
Can I still get one for half price? I mean, I give you half and you give me more?
Yeah,
no?
I was appalled by the fact is that I was like, are you serious? So I asked him, I said, well, can you put me some stuff on your card? Because, I mean, it was like the straight out. I was like, is that something new? And, you know, I just moved up here from Michigan recently. So we ain't got nothing in Michigan. So Florida got a lot of different stuff that we don't have in Michigan. So I was appalled to know that in Florida they got platinum food stamp cards. And you could use them. And they had a basket full of stuff. They ain't just have government cheese and crackers. These people had pork chops up in there, all type of stuff, ground chuck. They had expensive stuff. I was just like, wow. They had Pampers and all type of stuff, them little ramen noodles, just all type of stuff. So I need y'all to help me with that. And another thing I want you all to help me with, too, being here in Florida, again, I just moved here from Michigan, so in Michigan, you know, it's really, really cold in Michigan. Like, it's probably like 5 degrees there now, so in Michigan, we always dress appropriately. Like, if it's cold, you know, we put our boots on, we got coats on and hats on. But when I came to Florida and I moved here in July, I was a little confused at how people dress, because they dress for all seasons all at once in just one time. Like, the one young lady, she had on Ugg boots with some Daisy Duke shorts, a halter top, and a Scully. So I need y'all to help me with what's up with this dress here in Florida. Can y'all give me some feedback about that? Because I'm a little confused.
Well, Uggs are made to be worn in any type of weather.
Yeah, obviously it is.
They have special lining to make your feet either warm or cold, depending on what temperature you're in.
So what's up with the Scully hat, though? I mean, I'm just like, so your head is hot, but your stomach is warm. I'm just trying to figure, y'all got to really help me with this, because I'm still confused.
That's Hey, y'all go back up off Floridian. Comedian Clay Litches, everybody.
To light the sky up, gave her that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. We'll look in the eyes and find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you feel one lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last piece of cake. To the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Let me touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little, now let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. The more passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
Diamond Radio Live. It is 12:41 in the p.m. tomorrow out in Tokyo. It's 3:41 in the a.m. in London. It is 9:41 in New Orleans, baby, and 10:41 in Atlanta. You in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, Money Monday in the City, Poverty in America, with our special guest, Clay Licious. Thanks for that set, Clay. You can be on the lookout for Clay Licious's Laugh the Weight Off, coming to you soon, about 50 minutes of straight comedy. And when you hear weight, don't just think weight loss. Although Clay was at what point, 300, how much, Clay?
326 pounds.
326 pounds, Clealicious used to weigh, and you laughed off how much weight, Clay?
It depends on whose scale I get on. So last first scale I got on a couple of weeks ago was said 171, but, you know, depending on whose scale.
That's amazing. Laugh the Weight Off, Clealicious. I'm telling you, it's a nice piece of work, and if you just really... really just want to grab some popcorn and just laugh, you definitely want to pick up Laugh the Weight Off. Hey, it'll be available soon. Stay tuned, and we'll let you know how you can pick it up. Clealicious, Laugh the Weight Off. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live with Didi live out of Chesapeake. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Clay is live out of Orlando. Thank you for tuning in Tennessee. I'm not sure if that's Nutbush, Tennessee, but I do see Tennessee.
That's Nutbush, Nutbush, give it up. Oh, Nutbush.
Philadelphia, we see you. Chicago, we see you. San Diego, thanks for tuning in tonight. Hey, Domare.
Yeah.
Poverty in America. More than 45 million people in poverty. Or living below the poverty line, in a country that is deemed definitely above average when it comes to resources, you know what? Why is this still an issue in America when we're spending millions and billions overseas?
Let's see. It's still an issue, one, because we don't have good stewards over what we have. We spend more over there than over here. The majority of the people in this country are middle class or lower. There, and a lot of things are going in the opposite direction. And it's either, it's no gray area. Either you have it or you don't. I was listening to something. I was talking to my contractor today, and just as we were leaving, we was listening to Al Sharpton on MSN, and and basically what he was saying, I mean, I guess, like I just said, the bottom line is, well, the two young ladies he were interviewing were saying that a lot of reason why people don't get the things that they need or do what they needs to be done as far as their health, as far as jobs, a lot of things is because it's just they can't afford to, you know, and that's the answer. Why? I don't know why we spend so much time trying to make the rich richer and the poor poor. I don't know why, and I'm going to play devil's advocate right now. I don't know why sometimes the poor that's poor or claim to be poor don't step up and voice their opinions more and speak more, because closed mouths do not get fed. I do know that. But, hey, I guess this is the world we live in, and as long as we let this cycle keep going and going and going, I don't think anything is going to change. I really don't care who you put into the White House, be it Democrat, be it Republican. You know, in my mind, we shouldn't have homeless people here in the United States. We shouldn't have kids and families going hungry, and we send them so much overseas. Yes, we should still help over there, but over here, I mean, in our own country, we should do a whole lot more than what I see that's being done, but I guess I really don't have an answer except for my opinion.
I think you're on the right track, though, because your view and perspective is totally aligned with those who are actually doing something. those who are actually trying to put the hand to the plow and make a difference. I listened to the great Reverend Jesse Jackson on the weekends. He has a radio show that I think is awesome because it really lets you know what our parents and our grandparents are thinking and what they're talking about, those folks who are too putting the hand to the plow. Again, Jesse Jackson is one of few who can speak of real accounts with Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And I think he's underutilized as a resource, probably underappreciated as a resource. I think not only do people not stand up and do their part, I don't think we do enough in media and on these type of platforms to really talk about it enough and expose it enough.
Right.
With 12 minutes left in the show, absolutely, we do not maximize these opportunities. And my friends, that's why we take the time to do what we do, because if we don't do it, who will? Since we have sprung forth with this radio show, there have been hundreds of radio shows that have come after us because of what we did. And I'm proud of that, and we want to continue to pioneer and be leaders and be trailblazers, and because that's what it's about. Each one, it takes a village still. It took a village then, and it still takes a village now, my friends. You are in tune to Team Hyman Radio Live. We've got to break the cycle. We've got to get it out there, and this is how we do it. Money Monday, poverty in America.
Ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me. Them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be. You staring at the future, ESP. The space starts deep, so the tag gonna be high. Bottles on deck, make your baby say ah. Standing on your couches, screaming we up in this. Gold for the night is, I ain't trying to remember. Stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen. From the look I estimate, I'll prove you definite. Miles make the best of it, bring your friend too. And y'all can share this deep, cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time, cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah, I can make you,
I can make you fall in love with me
one. I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Nigga, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Take a big stop sweating, man. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more, supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Nigga, this head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass nigga always gotta make it something? And it should be over nothing. Swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption, reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20. Give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucker. Eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my mouth cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of man. Man, just give up your V-mail. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You ain't asked how she feel.
All nice and I won't. I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club, club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Ferrari fame, the fame way. Come raising them over there, hey. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coining in this. Based on.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. That was Fame with Coy. I love that song. And we had Clay Licious on the line tonight. But before I let her close, I just wanted to start with breaking the cycle, and that is through education. Now, how do we do that? Let me educate you real quickly on Black AIDS HIV Awareness Day, February 7th, which is tomorrow, 2012. Go to www.blackaidsday.org. to find out where in your area you can be a part of this initiative, this movement, get educated, get tested, be a leader, be a helper. If you can't, if you already been tested and you want to find your place, you can help out somewhere. Get treated if need be. And I just wanted to drop the couple of facts, statistics on you very quickly so you can see how close to home it is hitting and how serious we need to take this information. Again, Black Americans represent only 12% of the U.S. population, but we account for 44% of the new HIV infections. Not only that, we account for 46% of the people living in the United States with the HIV disease. Not all HIV turns into AIDS, but a lot of cases do. HIV is the fourth leading cause of the death for Black men in America, in the United States, and the third leading cause of death for Black women in the United States between the ages of 25 and 44. And this one right here is very near and dear to my heart because I have teenagers at home. Black teens between the ages of 13 and 19 represent only 17% of the U.S. teenagers in that make up the United States. But they account for 68% of the new AIDS diagnosis amongst our youth as of 2009. And to me, that is so serious and not a joke. And we need to get on our job, young parents, older parents. Let's break this cycle. Let's educate our people. But before we go tonight, I want to bring Clay Licious back and tell her thank you. We enjoy you so much every time you come on. And I'm trying to tell you, I won't have a problem with the platinum EBT card. As long as I can get it for half, I can give you $100 and you got $200 on it, we can work something out. But before we go, you know, if you just
you hooked me up. I told him, I said, I don't want to help you get that card anyways. I just paid you 2 days ago to get that card with my taxes and stuff. So it's really my card.
There you go. But before you go, just let everybody know, you know, where they can see you at and where they can reach you if they want to, you know, book you. And just, again, we just thank you for the love that you've shown to TM Hyman Radio Live Show.
First of all, I just want to say tonight's show was incredible. To Mr. T.M. Hyman, my brother, I love you so much. My girl Toya and my other new boo on the show. I'm comedian Clay Licious. You can contact me at comedian Clay Licious at Facebook. You can also hit me up on Twitter at ClayNeil132 at Twitter. If you'd like to book me, you can book me at wsmooth32@gmail.com. And for some of you who may not know how to spell Clay Licious, I'll spell it for you. It's CLAYLICIOUS. Again, that's CLAYLICIOUS. I should be a rapper for that. so that you can hit me up if you have questions, concerns, feedback, you want to book me, just tweet me, do all type of stuff. A DVD will be coming out, Laugh the Weight Off with your girl Clay Licious. I'm extremely, extremely excited about the DVD. That's my excitement, y'all. So thank you all so much for having me be a part of the show. I love the show. You are my family. You all can never get rid of me because I will hunt you down. So that's me, Clay Licious. Back to
you,
CM Hyman.
Thank you, Mama. We appreciate it. Folks, National Black AIDS Awareness Day, those statistics are bothersome to me. Those statistics are staggering to me. And unfortunately, when we talk about poverty in America, those statistics are directly aligned to those who are normally living either in poverty or below the poverty line. You know, the reality is most of us are only one paycheck away from the poverty line ourselves. In the midst of an economic hardship, let's make sure that we are doing our part to know our status. It may seem like a scary thing to do, but take advantage of the resources and the support base that's available to you, and specifically tomorrow, get in line, get information, know your status, log on to the website, use the resources. National Black AIDS Awareness Day. Again, those statistics are staggering. If you're really listening,
yeah.
I'm going to say good night. Check us back on Wednesday, same time, 9 p.m., 9 to 11, new time, TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity. Angels, take us home.
I just want to say, everybody, be a blessing. You can be a blessing by educating yourself and going out and educating others. Pray it forward always.
That reading is very important. Get a book, get a library card, do something. Read to succeed.
Be blessed.
Now I'm pounding the pavement, just like the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause I've had a...
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.